VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English and speaking skills. My name is Hubert, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. The size of your success is measured by the strength of your desire, the size of your dream, and how you handle disappointment along the way. Robert Kiyosaki. Oh boy, have I got a good one for everyone today. Hey, it's Hubert Tran, and I'm back with the pronunciation challenge, talking about getting rich. No, this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. A scheme means making a plan, but usually in a negative way. So, a get-rich-quick scheme means investing little money for a high return, and is sometimes a scam. This episode, we're talking about a book that has changed many lives. The book I'm referring to is How to Get Rich, Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. For those who have never heard of this book, his poor dad is his biological dad, while his rich dad was actually the father of his friend. Both taught him valuable lessons in life. What lessons did he learn? Well, watch the video to find out. Once you're done, come back for the pronunciation challenge. Today's featured sentence. In essence, unless you make a paradigm shift about what you do with your money, which is to buy actual assets, no matter how much income you earn from your job, you will just match it with your liabilities and expenses. I'll say that again. In essence, unless you make a paradigm shift about what you do with your money, which is to buy actual assets, no matter how much income you earn from your job, you will just match it with your liabilities and expenses. Okay, now time for the pronunciation tips. First word, paradigm. Three syllables. Pe has a short E sound, R has a short U sound, and dime, as in the coin, dime. Paradigm. Next word, assets. Two syllables. A phonetic A sound. I stress this because a lot of people seem to have difficulty with the A and E sounds, so listen carefully. Assets. Assets. And our last one for pronunciation would be liabilities, five syllables. Lie, as in you're lying. Lie, short U sound. B, short I sound. L, kind of sounds like a short U sound. And T's. Try saying the word D's, spelt D-E-E-Z. Liabilities, liabilities. Moving on to vocabulary. The first word is paradigm. Definition, a model of something, or a very clear and typical example of something. Used in a sentence, you could say, some of these educators are hoping to produce a change in the current cultural paradigm. Next word, assets. Definition, a useful or valuable quality, skill or person. Used in a sentence, you could say, a company's assets can consist of cash, investments, specialist knowledge, or copyright material. And lastly, liabilities. Definition, the fact that someone is legally responsible for something. Used in a sentence, you can say, the business has liabilities of 2 million euros. Assets, expenses, liabilities. Remember these terms. These could be terms that could lead you towards a path of wealth. If we get out of the consumer mindset, a person who buys things for personal use, and into an asset-building mindset, our lives can change for the better. Have any of you guys heard about the marshmallow test that was conducted on children? It's a test that presents a child with one marshmallow, and they can have it right away. However, you also present them with a choice of waiting over a certain period of time to get an extra marshmallow, but they cannot eat the first marshmallow until after the waiting period is over. That way, they can get two marshmallows in the end if they're willing to wait. This is called delayed gratification. This can also apply to our lives. Are you willing to make a sacrifice, something you have to give up, to gain more in the future? It's an interesting thing to think about. If you guys have a chance, make sure you check out Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You can combine language learning with the pursuit of making more money. Here's a popular idiom for you guys. Two birds with one stone. Alright guys, it's time to get to your recordings. I'll be back again with another episode of Pronunciation Challenge. Hit me up on Instagram at Hubert Tran if you guys want to drop by and say hi. Alright, see ya.